Now, as we explained in the previous lesson, the te form of a verb plus iru, or its polite form, imasu, expresses two things. One, which we looked at in the last lesson, is a present progressive action, something that's taking place right now.
そうですね。食べています。
Eating, or right now,
勉強しています。
Studying, we're studying. Now, today we're looking at the second meaning, which is a continuous state or condition that was created in the past.
はい。
So an ongoing action. For example,
私は結婚しています。
I'm married. I got married, and it's still in that state.
そうですね。
Now, with movement verbs, with verbs related to movement, such as
行く。
So, let's look at some other verbs.
知る。
To know.
私はあの人を知っている。
I know that person. Now, if we take a look at the components here, we kind of break it down. What do we have first?
私。
I。
は。
Topic marking particle.
あの人。
That person.
を。
Object marking particle.
知っている。
No. But literally, it's I, that person, knowing.
そうですね。I came to know that person and I'm still in that state.
Yes. So it's not the first usage of a continuous action going on, but rather the second, an existing state.
You can use teiru form for habitual actions.
For example,
住む.
To live. In the story we had,
東京に住んでいます.
I live in Tokyo. At some point in the past, that person moved to Tokyo, or maybe she was always living in Tokyo, but that action's continuing.
そうですね。And it becomes a habit.
Yeah. Let's have one more.
通う.
To commute, as in to commute to school or to commute to work.
はい。私は東京に通っている。
I commute to Tokyo. Naomi sensei started working here several years ago. So
several?
I don't even know. I lost track of time. So since that time, up until now, this state, this action is still going on. So here we're saying, and that's why we're using this form.
ピーターさん、どこに住んでいますか?
私は東京に住んでいます。え、ナオミ先生はどこに住んでいますか?
私は千葉に住んでいます。
千葉県ですね。
はい、そうです。いいところですよ。
そうですね。
うん、とてもいいところです。
So, I live in Tokyo and Naomi-sensei lives in Chiba.